Here's Brendan O'Dowda singing a Scottish song in this instance, singing the praises of Jeannie with the light brown hair.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a zephyr on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour, many were the blithe birds that warbled the moor. I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a zephyr on the soft summer. Sigh for Jeannie, but her light form strayed far from the loved ones round her native glade. Her smiles have vanished and her sweet songs flown, flitting like the dreams that have cheered us and gone. Now the nodding wildflowers may wither on the shore, while her gentle fingers will call them no more. I sigh for Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a zephyr on the soft summer air.
Oh, now come on. Wasn't that some wonderful singing there? Dead relaxed and easy on the ear. A wonderful arrangement from Phil Green and the orchestra. Brendan O'Dowda and I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. And if perchance your name is Jeannie or Jean, I'll dedicate that to you. Okay, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to change that mood right away. We're calling upon John Redmond, a fine accordion player, to play us a reel entitled The Eagle's Nest. The Now, for the life of me, I don't know why it ended like that. Very unusual. John Redmond and the Eagle's Nest. Doesn't say who was on the guitar either. Now, I know I played this track, if not last week, certainly the week before, but I've got a request this time from one of my Irish listeners, from Pat in Dublin, who says also that he's a regular listener to the programme. And could I play any Larry Cunningham track? Well, Pat, I have very little Larry Cunningham material, but I intend to put that to rights in the next couple of weeks. So I do hope, many thanks, by the way, for the email, I do hope that you enjoy Larry's interpretation of the Slaney Valley. The Slaney Valley, the River Slaney, is in County Wexford, as you get down towards the east, southeast of Ireland, a beautiful county. Listen to Larry Cunningham.
A soaring bond when first we met, I can see the roses yet, and the light that lit your happy eyes of blue. I can hear your sweet voice say, welcome as the flowers of May, as it did when first I whispered you come with me to store when the summer days are old and the roofs are winging homeward in the sky where the mountains rise away for a field of golden grain. We'll go home to Slaney Valley. Shone the moon so bright on a starry cold of night. Never sang the thrushes so divinely sweet. Soaring bond for years you've been in my heart, it's rightful free. Ever loving, ever tender, ever true. Hearts, your smile did shine, letting all it glow upon, as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to store when the summer days are old and the roofs are winging homeward in the sky? Mountains rise away o'er a field of golden grain. We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I.
Larry Cunningham telling us all about the Slaney Valley, and a couple of times during the song he says a storeen bawn, which is an Irish term of endearment, and the nearest English translation I can get to it is my little white treasure. Now this next song is not an Irish song, it's an international song, but it doesn't have to be an Irish song to be on Sounds Irish, as long as it has some connection with Ireland, and in this case, the song is sung by one of the greatest icons of Irish entertainment for many years, no longer with us now, he's gone to God, but I'm speaking of Val Doonican, and Val Doonican was a big Jim Reeves fan, he used to sing a lot of Jim's material. Here, for instance, he's singing, well, the most famous, I think, of all Jim Reeves songs. Take a listen to Val Doonican's interpretation of I Love You Because.
I love you because you understand, dear. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, but I love you most of all because you're you. And no matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but I love you most of all because you're you. And no matter what may be the style or season, I know your love will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but I love you most of all because you're you.
Now we're going back to that beautiful river again, and I'll dedicate this to any Cork man or woman listening to the programme. Here's Trudy Lawler with your song. I'll be singing it too, you see. The mammy was from Cork, so there's Cork blood in me, you know.
How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood, away to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. Here I dream that those joys should decay, when my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the mark, like through each elm tree, where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my home, lovely lea. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth, as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers. Then too, when the evening sun's sinking to rest, shed its golden light over the sea, on the banks of my home, lovely lea. The maid with her lover, the banks of my own lovely Lee. Faithful sons bore through ages of wrong the standard Saint Patrick unfurled. Oh, would I were there with the friends I love best and my fond bosom's partner with me. And when weary, we'd rest on the banks of my own lovely Lee. We'd roam thy banks over, and when weary, we'd rest on the banks of my own lovely Lee.
I'm going to do something a little backwards. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you Mick Galvin singing the song entitled The Dublin Minstrel. This tells the story of one of the greatest artists that came out of Ireland for the past 50-odd years. I'm speaking, of course, of Luke Kelly. Now, Luke was a wonderful musician, a very keen folklore enthusiast, and he had some wonderful material. He used to be a solo artist first, and then he joined the Dubliners. But before we hear Luke, let's hear Mick Galvin telling us all about Luke, who was known as the Dublin Minstrel.
From Dublin streets and roads, all down the years, came great musicians and balladeers. There was a special one, a red-haired minstrel boy, and 20 passed away. A city mourned its favorite song. He liked to laugh and sing. He loved the jar. And his songs rang out in many city bars. I walked by the old canal, near where he used to live. Down Raglan Road I'm sad, as he'd so much left to give. All round the markets and down the quays, the sad news spread. Liberties, the minstrel boy's gone. He'll sing no more. And look, somehow we know we'll never see your like again. Now the show is over and the curtain's down. A flame no longer burns in Dublin town. But while the Liffey flows beneath the Halfpenny Bridge, you'll be remembered globe for all your songs and all you did all round the markets and down the quays. The sad news spread through the liberties. The minstrel boy's gone, he'll sing no more. And Luke, somehow we know we'll never see your like again.
And Luke, we know we'll never see your likes again. Mick Galvin singing the praises there of Luke Kelly, and here's the man himself. This time he's joined by the Dubliners, Luke Kelly, and the sad story of the Black Velvet Band.
Well, in a neat little town they call Belfast, the breakfast trade I was found. Many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. That's happened now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I called her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, from a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and the gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. Oh, but she tucked on his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, access to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, young man, your case it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years' penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land.
Now, here's a piece that aroused a great deal of interest when I played it a couple of weeks ago. James Last and the Penny Whistle Jig. Thank you. I think I said James last. Of course, it was Henry Mancini and the Penny Whistle Jig. Thar Shiva Vageshthukt sounds Irish. Le Misha Joe Ballard.
Town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped and I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile, said he, just the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Travel a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart to let, no tenant yet did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town, sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Fair Isle folk, singing and playing and telling us all about the star of the county down. Well, friends, this brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. Just before I go, a couple of things. First of all, as I said, I think on last week's programme, our little programme now has now been taken by a goodly number of radio stations around the world. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you're living in, I'd love to hear from you if you're listening to Sounds Irish. Just put the email address. Now, first of all, you don't have to worry about my name. The email address is everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Love to hear from you, as I say. Also, in answer to an email, I get this email every so often from various people, and I don't have a problem with it. They want to know what my signature tune is. Well, to be honest with you, I just call it Sounds Irish because it was composed and is played by a very dear friend of mine, Chrissy Cochrane. Chrissy is one of my colleagues at the Global Voice radio station, a wonderful person and an amazing musician. And she put this little tune together for me for Sounds Irish. It's a wonderful piece. Do you not think so? Friends, this is Joe Bullitt saying, take care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bullitt saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.